I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Alita Kang, violinist, and Danny Kim from the viola section of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and at one time, somewhat members of the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, if for a short period of time. So Danny and Alita, thanks for your time today. Danny, I'll ask you first. When you heard about the opportunity to spend time in Leipzig as a member of the Gewandhaus as part of the musician exchange, what was it that initially drew you to the opportunity, made you want to do it?
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to go play in another world-class organization such as the Gewandhaus. The Gewandhaus Beethoven Symphony recordings, or the Beethoven Symphony recordings I grew up with. So there's a lot of feelings and emotions about going there and stuff. So yeah, I was very, very, very grateful. When the opportunity came up, I jumped at it because I'd always wanted to live abroad, which I had never done before. And to join such an incredible organization was like a dream. So,
Alita, I know from our past conversations that you've traveled a lot. Had you ever lived abroad before? And if so, was that part of why you wanted to go live in Leipzig for a little while?
Yes, Brian. So I have traveled a ton. And I had lived abroad once 10 years ago, also in Germany. So I had an opportunity to play with another German orchestra back then, the Deutsches Symphonieorchester. And that was...
Is that Berlin?
Yeah. That's in Berlin.
Yeah.
And, you know, Berlin, I think, has 7 full-time orchestras, including the operas and things like that, which is less than they used to have before reunification.
Right.
Yeah. So that was such a positive experience that when this partnership was announced and I heard that there would be the possibility of doing an exchange, I absolutely, like Danny, just jumped at the opportunity because I'd had the opportunity to hear them live in our hall in the fall of 2015. And they played such a beautiful program, and their Mendelssohn Fifth, which incidentally is not one of my favorite pieces. Actually, you know, I loved their performance so thoroughly. They have a real feel for Mendelssohn that we don't have because it's just part of their musical DNA.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me more about their musical DNA. What did you find as you integrated to the violin section that you needed to adjust, or that you sort of needed to just tweak a little bit about your playing to fit into what the Gewandhaus Orchestra does?
Well, I think, you know, part of what we do on a daily basis as professional orchestral musicians is we are constantly adjusting. That's the nature of the job, because what we do, it's the ultimate team sport. So going to play with a different organization, it's not so different in that you know you're going to have to constantly adjust anyway. But the other part of the equation is that their collective memory is different from ours. So they have a certain feel for standard repertoire, their way, and then we have our way. And learning how they play certain articulations, how they taper phrases, how they transition from movement to movement, things like that, it would take too long to get into every single detail
of
how this works, but you learn day by day, you know, rehearsal by rehearsal. And it's just an exciting process to, you know, to just sort of insert yourself into another great band and work with them.
Yeah. Danny, you mentioned the Beethoven symphonies that you grew up with listening. The Mazur,
yes,
I would assume?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you arrived in Leipzig and you took a seat in the orchestra for the first time, was there something familiar that you heard that you sort of connected with those recordings?
Possibly a little bit. It wasn't like, oh, this reminds me of when I was a kid listening to Beethoven symphony recordings. But
no worries. Yeah.
One of the first symphony concerts we did, we played Beethoven 5. And speaking of like the DNA, the musical DNA that they have for a certain repertoire, like Beethoven and Mozart and these things, that they have such a long tradition that just gets passed down. And they did so many things in those pieces that it's not written on the page. It's just very natural. It's so unified and so easy to, it's just, whether or not you like what they're doing, it's so, such a strong musical idea that you don't really have a choice but to follow along with it, and then it sounds fantastic. So that was the first time where I actually thought I was, oh, am I sticking out a little bit, actually, because I was doing maybe what's on the page a little more, but they would do these phrasing things, and it was so unified. I was just like, wow, this is, it's like kind of just jumping on a beautiful, I don't know, ship or something, I guess, or something like that. But yeah, the tradition that gets passed down for all these wonderful pieces of music, it's the same pieces that we've heard so long, and we play also in the BSO, but a completely new, fresh take on it that's really special.
And a big part of the Leipzig tradition is also playing weekly in St. Thomas Church for some of the players. Is this something you also got to take part in?
Yeah, this is like probably the best part for me. So Bach is my favorite composer, and the fact that he's I mean, I'm getting chills talking about it right now. He's buried in the Thomaskirche, and we got to do the Christmas Oratorio with the same orchestra that you can trace the lineage back to Bach, and with the same Tomana Corps, this 800-year-old boys choir. That it's absolutely, and they sounded so good, and it was so, it's incredible. It was like the, you know, very, very, very spiritual moment for me. So,
yeah. No, I believe it. I mean, I've been in the space, and I know that there is something about being in that space that brings this perspective that's not like any other. Alita, how about you? Were you part of the Bach performances ever during your time?
Yeah, so like Danny, we finished out our time in Leipzig playing the Weihnachts Oratorio. So 3 hours worth of cantatas.
Going out with a bang.
But you know, it was the high point, not just of my time in Leipzig, but I would say a real musical high point for me in my professional career, for all the reasons that Danny just said. And just to know that you are in that space, you know, and with these musicians who have played with musicians, you know, as the generations have, you know, gone by, just who actually have a direct link to Bach. Mm-hmm. It was very, very moving. One of my friends from Leipzig just brought us the DVDs of the performance.
It's the best present I could
have gotten.
Oh my God.
Christmas came early for
us. When's the last time you got excited about a DVD? But
yes.
I am seriously excited to sit down and watch and listen to these cantatas that we played.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just to be able to say I was a part of this, it's a huge deal.
Now, you had spent time in Germany before, but what was Leipzig like outside of the orchestra? What was your experience of that city and that part of Germany?
Leipzig is sort of the little sibling of Berlin, I suppose.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
Yeah, it's smaller. It's more manageable. It still, for me, feels very much of the East. You know, there are lots of architectural remnants. There are lots of signage, even. You can even see it with like the way certain residents dress. Like it just looks a little bit more, a little less Western Europe, but wonderful. You know, I don't think I had a single bad experience there. I was lucky enough that I could bring my little dog with me, and my dog even made new friends every day. Yeah, like Uncle Danny. But no, my dog actually had a best friend.
Nice.
Yeah, a little dog.
A dog, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, this, as you mentioned, this was your first time to live abroad, a great opportunity to do that. What did it do to your perspective on the United States?
That's an interesting question. It made me appreciate the best of both. I mean, the great things about the United States, but also the great things about Germany. They have a very, I like their culture in terms of Sundays, nobody works, nothing's open. So it's just that day is for family, that day is for going to the park, that day is for going to museums. It's day to day to just not work. And if you, in the States, I feel like it's work, work, work all the time.
Yeah.
So it's a very, the quality of life there, I think, is a little nicer overall. At least compare. I mean, I'm from the Midwest, where it's different than the culture here in Boston.
Right.
I had a really good time in Leipzig.
Yeah, Alita, tell me about your experience coming back to the BSO, and what did that experience last year? How did that affect your perspective on life in the BSO and the sound of the BSO?
Well, getting to play with the Gewandhaus for 3 months was a real blessing for me. It was something I didn't know I needed. It helped. It was a real musical and emotional renewal. So I went away. I realized sort of I'd forgotten exactly. I mean, and not to say anything negative about my life here, but it reminded me exactly how much I love music, and I needed that. I needed a sabbatical from my daily life here, so I could come back with this refreshed outlook on how good things are here as well. But it was such a gift to be able to go abroad. And I had the same experience 10 years ago. You know, just every once in a while, you do need a change of scenery. It's so important. So, you know, Danny, I know we've talked about this so many times. We're endlessly grateful to all the people who made this happen. And we're hoping that this exchange can continue long enough so all of our colleagues can have this opportunity as well.
Well, one last quick question. I know you have to get to rehearsal, but I'm really, I'm just curious about the relationship that the players here have developed with the Gewandhaus, because my observation, just walking around backstage from time to time, is that you guys are almost like cousins now. You see each other and you have friends and you're catching up with each other. Is that kind of how the feeling is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been like old home week for the two of us. I mean, it's fun. On one hand, I feel like we're burning the candle at both ends because we're working hard and we're playing hard, but it's so nice to be reunited with all these people who are from such a happy period in our lives.
And also, I think there's just a lot of mutual respect between the musicians and the organization. So it's, we both admire each other. And I think it's great that we get to have this whole week together too. And also the joint concert, I can't wait for that. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, it will be. It really will be.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be really, really special.
Danny, Alita, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you,
appreciate
Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Mm-hmm.